This is Ozarks at Large. The snow and ice from last weekend's winter storm in Arkansas is slowly melting away. For some homes and businesses, especially in the southern part of our listening area, there was weather-related damage. But did you know that under declared emergencies, certain state laws go into effect to protect Arkansans? Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
As you all know, an early season winter storm flash froze much of us, glazing roads, power lines, and homes down in southern Arkansas with heavy ice and deep powdery snow up north here where temperatures fell to near zero. And now your pipes are frozen. Your regular plumber's booked like through next summer, but you managed to find another guy. You don't know him at all, and his prices seem really high. So take stock, says Sarah Tacker, Senior Assistant Attorney General within the Office of Arkansas Attorney General.
All right. So, you know, the first thing you want to do when you are looking at any kind of storm-related home repair cost is you want to contact the Arkansas Contractors Licensing Board if it's a contractor. Or in this case, you want to contact the board that's going to oversee the plumbers. You want to make sure that they're licensed. You don't want an unlicensed individual coming into your home and doing repairs. The other thing we encourage consumers to do is to talk to their friends and family and to get references. Even though you are in an urgent situation, you want to make sure you're not dealing with someone who's going to take your money and then not do a good job.
When Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe declared a state of emergency last Thursday, two consumer protection laws went into effect.
The first is it triggers the price gouging law, which says that many businesses cannot increase their prices by more than 10% during that state of emergency. Now, this can apply to, might apply to generators or to blankets. It applies to gasoline, certainly. And what the state of emergency does is it lets all the retailers know that there's that 10% cap.
The 10% price cap covers the purchase of critical storm survival and recovery goods, including food, water, batteries, fuel, and construction materials. Also, Sarah Tacker says, to beware of storm chasers.
These are usually door-to-door salespersons that come to your home after severe weather has been through the area. We see a lot of these people after windstorms and hailstorms. They might say that they want to inspect your roof to see whether or not your roof is damaged. During ice storms or snowstorms, they come by offering to take limbs out of your yard or, you know, if the off chance that you've had a tree fall, they are going to offer to haul that tree off. The problem is that a lot of these rogue contractors are not licensed, and they demand a lot of money up front. Normally, because consumers are in a situation where there is it's urgent, they want to get their home repaired quickly, the price might not be comparable with other licensed contractors in the area. They are also going to usually demand all of that money up front. And one of two things is going to happen. They're either not going to provide the services at all, or if they provide the services, they're not going to do a good job. The great thing about the law that was enacted in 2013 is that it allows a consumer who's entered into a home repair contract that is going to be paid for by an insurance claim to cancel the contract if the insurance company is not going to pay the claim. And this protects someone if you have been pressured by a rogue contractor on the front end.
Always ask for a contractor's physical address. If none exist, tell him to get lost. It's also critical to consult with your insurance agent to follow correct policy procedures for storm damage repair. Get a bid, get everything in writing, including warranty information, timeline, and pricing, cost of materials and labor costs. And know that the Arkansas Deceptive Trade Practices Law is time limited.
It's for 30 days after the state of emergency is over.
Another emergency law concerns rural Arkansans who rely on liquid propane for heating and cooking, enacted in 2009.
The state of emergency also triggers the liquefied petroleum gas law. And this says that during the state of emergency, if you rent your propane tank, in most circumstances, if you rent your propane tank, you can only get propane from the person who owns the tank. That's usually going to be the propane company. But if you're in a circumstance where you rent your propane tank and your regular provider is not delivering or cannot deliver to your location, you have the right to obtain propane from another propane provider. And this just is to ensure that individuals are able to continue to heat their homes during that state of emergency where there is severe weather and they cannot get propane from their regular provider.
But if you do end up getting scammed, there is recourse.
They can visit our website, gotyourbackarkansas.org. You can file a complaint directly from the website. We can also assist consumers over the telephone at our toll-free consumer hotline. That's 800-482-8982.
And if found culprit, penalties are stiff.
Well, price gouging is a violation of the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and there are civil penalties for violations of that act, and they can be up to $10,000 per violation.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you feel you've been subject to price gouging or a dishonest contractor, you can call the Arkansas Attorney General Consumer Protection Division at 800-482-8982. You can also download and print a complaint form from the website gotyourbackarkansas.org.